Yashodanandana Jayo Braja Dhanarandana. Jayo Braja Dhanarandana Jayo Chari Chayo Kunja Bihari Chayo Chayo Yamuna Tiravana Chari Chayo Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada 15 c'è Om Vishnu Pat Paramahansa Pariva Jagacharya Tota Shata e si Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada chi c'è Om Vishnu Pat Paramahansa Pariva Jagacharya Tota Shata Shishimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharas Sila Prabhupada chi Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda chi Namacharya Sila Haryastaku chi Rantara Srimad Bhagavatam chi Smaveta Bhaktavinda chi Nitai Gaur Premanande. All glory to the assembled devotees. All glory to the assembled devotees. All glory to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Por favor, si puede alcanzarme esa bolsita que está allá. Te agradezco. Notas. Narayanam namaskritiam Naram chaiva narottamam Devim Sarasvatim vyasam tato jaya nudiraye. So we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 10, Text 50. So the chapter is entitled Prahlad, the Best Among Exalted Devotees. Nayasya sakshat bhava padmajadibhi rupam diyavastu tayopavar rupam diyavastu tayopavarnitam. Rupam diyavastu tayopavarnitam. Maunena vaktyo pashamena pujita. Prasidatam esha sa satvatam pati. Naya sa sakshat bhava padmajadibhi. Rupam diyavastuta yopavarnitam. Maunena vaktyo pashamena pujita. Prasidatam esha sa satvatam pati. Na yasya sakshat bhava padmajadibhi rupam diyavastuta yopavarnitam. Maunena vaktyo pashamena pujita. Prasidatam esha sa satvatam pati. Aktyo Pashamena Pujita. Na, not, yasya, of whom, sakshat, directly, bhava, Lord Shiva, Padmaja, Lord Brahma, born from the lotus, adivihi, by them and others also. Rupam, the form, dhyā, even by meditation, vastutāya, fundamentally, upavarnitam, describe and perceive, maunena, by samādhi, okay. Deep meditation. Bhaktya, by devotional service. Upashamena, by renunciation. Pujita, worship. Prasidatam, may he be pleased. Eshaha, this, saha, he. Satvatam, of the great devotees, Patihi, the master. The translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Exalted persons like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma could not properly describe the truth of the Supreme Personality of God. Of Godhead, Krishna. May the Lord, who is always worshipped as the protector of all devotees by great saints who observe vows of silence, meditation, devotional service, and renunciation, be pleased with us. Purport. The absolute truth is sought by different persons in different ways, yet he remains inconceivable. Nonetheless, devotees like the Pandavas, the Gopis, the cowboys, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, and all the inhabitants of Vrindavan do not need to practice conventional processes of meditation to attain the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for he remains with them through thick and thin. Therefore, a saint like Narada, understanding the difference between transcendentalists and pure devotees, always prays that the Lord will be pleased with him. Translation: exalted persons like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma could not properly describe the truth of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. May the Lord, who is always worshipped as the protector of all devotees by great saints who observe vows of silent meditation, devotional service, and renunciation, be pleased with us. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukham karoti vachalam pangulangayati grim yakripat mahambande shri gurundinataranam nama om vishnu padaya krishna prastaya bhutale shrimate bhakti vedanta swaminiti namine namaste saraswati devi gauravani pracharine nirvishesha shunyavadi paschitya deshatarine panchakalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha Patita nam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Guru Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Thank you, everyone, for coming to Srimad Bhagavatam class. So this text, 50, is a singular verse because it doesn't seem to be in a specific section of verses. Like we have already in this chapter the prayers of Lord Brahma, Prahlad Maharaj, and just right before this text, we have a section in which, after describing the glories of Prahlad Maharaj, Narada Muni, perceiving that Maharaj Yudhishthira may feel like humble after hearing such glories of exalted personality, because of, although he being an exalted devotee also, he will feel like, what about my devotion compared with Prahlad Maharaj? Therefore, Narada Muni, he spoke a verse of appreciation of the devotional service of Yudhishthira Maharaj and his relationship with Krishna. He was glorifying how Krishna becomes as even a servant of his pure devotees, and how Krishna was living with them, with the Pandavas. And after that, Sukadeva Goswami explained about the impersonal Brahman, how Krishna is the source of the impersonal Brahman. And here, before starting a narration of a short pastime of Lord Shiva, how he was saved and his reputation by Krishna, how Lord Shiva became Tripurari, who was coming in the next verses, is coming this verse that explains how difficult it is to basically understand the Supreme Lord. Even exalted persons like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, they could not properly describe the tattva about Krishna. So in the prayers of Gajendra, there is a statement that he makes in which the difficulty in understanding the Supreme Truth is illustrated. So that he said, Gajendra explains, Namo nama tequila karanaya, so akila karanaya, which means that the Lord is the cause of all causes, the sarva karana karanam, in the Lord Brahma also, place like that. Yeah, but then he said, nishkaranaya adbhuta karanaya. So he explained that, but there is no cause. You don't have any cause. So Krishna is the cause of all causes, but he doesn't have any cause. And that is what becomes a difficulty for many philosophers, because the question always is that, okay, so if God is the cause of all causes, who created God? But we know that Aham Eva Sam Eva Agre, that Krishna said that I was before time. So there was not a time when he was created, because he is not under the purview of time. He creates time. But there are many statements about the personality of Godhead that are beyond the scope of the intelligence or the scope of the mind. Therefore, Nasaprisi Yasya Matam Navina, the philosophers, they have different opinions, and they never agree sometimes, especially when they try to grasp this transcendental subject matter. So therefore, Dharmasya Tattam Nihitam Guhayam, the Supreme Truth, can be learned only by following Mahajana Yena Gatasa Panta, the great Mahajans whose absolute truth resides in their hearts because of their devotion, no? Bhakti Mane Vijanati. So Krishna himself, he explained that the only way to know him in truth is through devotional service. Brahma Sanhita also explained that. And in this purport, Srila Prabhupada is highlighting the greatness of the devotees like the Pandavas, that Maharaj Yudhishthira, or Mother Yashoda, the cowherd boys, because they don't need to practice any process to understand the Lord. For example, in the Jnana process, you need to understand things through philosophical speculation, through scripture, etc. But you only can achieve a superficial understanding compared with the understanding that these pure devotees have of Krishna. So the impersonal feature of the Lord by the jnanis, the yogis, through their mechanical process, at least, at the most, they can understand the concept of Paramatma. What to speak of karma yogis, they only can have an understanding of the Supreme as a giver. So suppose that, let's say, a person, a writer, a philosopher, an intellectual is trying to write a biography of someone that he doesn't know or she doesn't know. For example, a biography of a great musician. So that he starts doing research, a lot of work. He will have to go to different libraries and do different interviews. And after he finished, he will be able to talk about this person, this musician, and he will be able to transmit knowledge about him. However, if you talk to the mother of this great musician, she spontaneously will speak about his son and also will know many more details and in deep knowledge of the compared to the writer who wrote the biography of his son, because she has another access and she doesn't have to even make an effort to understand about his son. It's come natural. Why? So why the philosopher or the writer, the intellectual, after doing the research for many years, he cannot even approach in the quantity of realization and knowledge compared with the mother of the person who about he was writing. Manoj.
She brought the child up, or she was close to him?
She was close, yes. So she had a relationship, established relationship, that allowed her, it was the door, the gate, to understand and be able to transmit more understanding about his son. And it was out of love. The same with friends of that musician. And also they don't have to make any effort to, you know. For example, if I want to talk about my mother, no, my brother, it's natural. I don't have to do a research, much effort to understand them. So in the devotional service, we see that these great devotees, they are not going through a process of understanding the Lord with their minds. It just comes naturally. Either because they achieved perfection before or because they are Nitya Siddhas. They always were in the level of perfection. So there are different persons which in different ways they try to achieve the Lord, and all of them may have some purposes. But when it comes to relationship, pure, of pure devotees, they don't have is anya vilashita shunyam. They don't have any purpose. For example, if we take the relationship of the citizen with the president, one approach would be that we go and pay our taxes. That's our relationship with the president. But we don't say, we don't go and pay our taxes and say, I want this money to go to the president. Or when we pay for the water or the light, electricity, we don't say, I'm full of love for this president and I want this money to go to him because he's so kind. No, it's just out of duty. We are paying because we want that product, we want the resources. So therefore we try to be obedient because we want to avoid also going to jail or being having a ticket, etc. So that relationship is similar to the karmi or even karma yogis who have a perception of the Lord as a giver. And that's what is the motivation behind their actions, is to obtain something from a powerful personality. And then we can have another approach with the president, in which we may be able to work in the office of the government. And so everything that is around us would bring that energy of the president. It's like all the paraphernalia. Everything will remind us. But there is no relationship with the president. We are just working in there, in the office, in the government. And that is similar to the conception of the Brahman, in which is all pervading, that you can perceive the Godhead, but you cannot perceive the personality. So, but there is more advanced. And it's more about the feeling of relief that you feel by in contact with material nature when the jnani is achieved Brahman. It's a freedom from distress, in the same way that if you're working in the government, you may have many facilities and be peaceful because you are with the working for the boss somehow connected. But there is, as I say, there is no relationship. Then if you were more closer to the president, you become a minister, for example, then or someone who is sweeping there, and you may see the president, you may enter in the room, but you may only see the president. You cannot interact. You are not allowed. So this is more like the yogis. No, they perceive the Lord in their hearts, but they don't interact. Their relationship is neutral. So yogis only have a vision of the Lord. The same way that we may see the president, we see, but we don't interact. Another step further would be to become some personal servant of the president, but still there is relationship. However, the relationship is distant because you are always aware that here is the president. And you don't want to commit to be respectful by leading with him in an informal way. So this is similar to those who have those who are devotees of the Lord already, or like demigods, who have a relationship of more like as a servant, but the distance is that they see the Lord as the supreme master, etc., but they cannot relate as a friend or as a lover. So like in Vaikuntha. But a step further is to be, like Srila Prabhupada explained, to be a son of the president or maybe the wife. Especially if Prabhupada gives the example of the son, who you can play with the president and you are not aware that he's the president. like the child, he can chastise his father and play around, etc. And the president with his son is more pleased with him because he can have that relationship in which he doesn't have to be always the important person. And he knows that his son, his child, doesn't have any external or inner motivation behind love, because he's not thinking, oh, I want to be nice with my father because he's the president. He just loves him. It's natural. All other relationships, there is something that they want something from the president. In the same way, only pure devotees, like here, like the Pandavas or Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, they have a relationship out of spontaneous love with the Lord, and they don't want anything from him, and they are attracted to Krishna's qualities, not to Krishna's position or Krishna's opulence. They are attracted to the personality of Godhead. However, in all the other relationships, there is always something that doesn't qualify them to become devotees like these examples that Srila Prabhupada is giving in this purport. So Viswanatha Chakravarti Thakur, I was checking the purport. He says that, he said, why does the basis of Brahman act as a servant for the vision of material people like us? I, being a fool, cannot understand the truth about his great powers and his being controlled by the devotees, Prema, since Brahma and others do not understand. The truth about him, Rupan, is not directly described in truth as it is Vastutaya, by intelligence, since intelligence cannot approach him. We, Vipanata Chakravarti Thakur is taking like as the role of Narada and others, so he said, we, Narada and others, pray for his mercy by silence and other processes. But you, Pandavas, pray for his mercy by being servant. That is the difference between you and us. So he is highlighting that connection, that relationship, close relationship that they have with Krishna, that make them exalted devotees. Although, of course, we know Narada Muni is an exalted devotee also. So the point that I was appreciating here is that uniqueness of based on relationships, the pure relationship of the pure devotees, like the Pandavas and even Prahlad Maharaj, they have this relationship with the Lord in which they don't, the only thing they want, like Prahlad Maharaj was praying before, I don't want anything material. So they only want to have the presence of the Lord, to be with them. And and this is a very important aspect in everything, that we can bring this to relationship in general. So if you think of a person that you love besides, you know, the ambit of the Krishna, the deities, like friends, even before you met the devotees, like what is the reason you love someone, or that you have appreciation or affection, or even material affection? Like if you think in someone, and you may notice probably that you don't love people because of what they have or the achievement they have in life. For example, you may have affection for a family member or for a friend just because you have experience with them throughout your life. But you know, you may not love someone because, oh, this I love this friend because he's the best lawyer in the world and he's received many awards. that will be something to admire, but not something in by which you really want to be a friend of someone in, without any like motivation. Only you will approach these people if you want something for them, and then you will post about that person. I'm friend of this person. It's very important. But the people who you really care and you really love, we don't actually need anything from them. We just love them or have affection. Does it make sense? Without reservation. Yes. Exactly. So this is the relationship that most attracts Krishna. Therefore, it's like if we also are people, are persons. We are not the Supreme Person, but we are a person. And we also can see that in our life, we want to be around those people that love us, not because we have something or that they don't love us because we don't achieve something. You don't want to be or try to be friends with someone by trying to become important. Like, oh, if I want to be friend of this devotee, I have to be the best mridanga player. Otherwise, I will never be a friend. Now, you don't want to be with people like this. Like, you just want to be yourself, and then you have those who can appreciate you and those who know. So in the supreme level, like, Krishna doesn't have to do any effort, of course, because he's the supreme person. He's so attractive. So everyone will be attracted to him. But amongst all the people who are attracted to Krishna, he is very attracted to those who don't want anything from him. Even if you take all the opulence from Krishna, they still will be attracted to Krishna. Like Krishna is with them in thick and thin, no? In the good times and in the bad times, the devotees, they say, as lishyava padaratam pinashtumam adarshanam mamanhatam karotuba. So these devotees, even if the Lord disappear or may this do something that they may not like, they still love the Lord in any situation, like Lord Chaitanya prays. You are always my Lord, the Lord of my life, even though you may harass me with your embracement. Still, you are my Lord. So, in the same way, we in the lower level, a jiva also is wants to be like that with friends. That even though I lose all my money, I still have two friends because they care about my personality. Of course, Krishna never goes through that. But he can really appreciate at least these motivations. He loves everyone, but those who have this pure love is very special. So this is more like it's a psychology and transcendental, and it's this. Understanding will help us to understand relationship here, no, in our daily life, where it's coming from. So material relationships are always motivated by something. And we don't want to have that in a spiritual life. Somehow I have some questions. Sometimes I question myself, like, what are my motivations and other motivations sometimes when we serve devotees. And I have a question for you. Like, is it okay if you approach, like, we are advised to look for the association of advanced devotees. So there is an interest there. That's my question. Like, we may not want to I won't say like that, but we will put more attention to an advanced devotee and serve them. But my question is because we have some appreciation, genuine appreciation for them, or is because we want something from them? in our eagerness to advance in spiritual life, that desire becomes material, or is it still spiritual? Like we are serving like just to achieve a position, or we are serving them out of duty, or we are serving them because we have really realized their position. Like many Prabhupada disciples, they realize one that he's the representative of God, and so and he's a lover of God, so I will serve him. I'm not asking this question just to, it's not a question that we should ask ourselves when we serve. Not when we serve the devotee, we serve the devotee. But this is more like an intellectual now for the sake of the class, for discussion. But it may help us to discuss.
And the immediate thing that comes to my mind is that it depends on the level of advancements of the devotee. And regardless, in the level of advancement, I mean, that still the association with the pure devotee, because it's recommended, will purify, will elevate the consciousness of anyone who associates with that. And there's so many examples of all kinds of level of consciousness coming in contact with a pure devotee and associating with and elevating the consciousness from Mugrari to, you know, Narada's previous life to so many. So it really depends, but nevertheless still will be, the result will be quite positive. That's
it's always positive. Yeah.
But so in terms of ourself, regardless of, you know, the level of consciousness that we have, if I have a motivation, if I don't have a motivation, if I appreciate, if I don't appreciate, if I do it out of duty, if I do it out of love, nevertheless is something that we should do.
So it's more like, it's more on the level of duty, like by the bhakti, like the scriptural advice.
Yeah.
Therefore we are doing it because we have faith in the scriptures. And
yeah, for some of us maybe like that.
Yeah.
And in the beginning, for some of us, maybe just like we just attracted to the person. Like, you know, when you approach a spiritual master, you just attract. There's certain connection, and then it develops further and further because of the purification. Someone else?
Thanks.
I'd like to say what I heard in one class from a devotee when he was asked about how can I find my nature or something. So he was explaining the Varnashrama system and said, but then you'll want just to find a Vaishnava and serve him so you can get all his qualities. You'll not care of all this, you know, your Kshatriya, Vaishya, whatever. You just literally will want those pure qualities of that Vaishnava. So I would say it's both. You serve because you want to get something, but that what you get, it's not, you know, like material thing. You want to use it for yourself or something. It's so pure and for beneficial of all everyone's too, you know. So you want to just be like them. You're not like envious, you know. You want to take that purity of him and just, you know, be like that and give that to everyone. Even, again, maybe to serve that devotee even better. So I see it in this way.
Yeah, so you really get something real by the way you are explaining. Like even you are attracted to develop those qualities. One may say it's a motivation, but still what you're getting is very, it will help you to advance. And also you develop admiration for that devotee. You know.
I was thinking... in like what Subal Prabhu was saying, that similarly, like the Shastras recommend, Bhagavatam recommends, like even when you approach Krishna, if it is out of like mixed desire or if you have a material motivation, it's better to approach Krishna than approaching the demigods. So because then eventually that desire is purified, like Dhruva Maharaj and other devotees. So it might apply the same for this case when you're approaching a devotee. Then even though we have mixed desires, then eventually we're purified from that, and I guess out of we develop a relationship.
Yeah, that's advice in the scripture. Kama sarava kama va. Even if we have no desires or have all desires, it's always the best to approach Krishna. And the same can be applied with the pure devotee, with the devotees. Thanks. What is it?
The question was whether one should approach an advanced devotee even if one has a lot of motivations that aren't so positive. That was the question?
Yeah, that's part of the question, yes.
of course, you know, just as been said, it is advised to do so. And in fact, from what I understand, it's actually necessary for that person to receive the blessings from the advanced devotee in order to even be able to move forward in spiritual life. So it's actually essential to approach the advanced devotee. Now, if the motivation is such that it's not, you know, with the intention to please that devotee, but rather it's the intention to be a little bit mercenary and gain something, you know, if it's coming from a material place, that could be a little hindrance to receiving the blessing, because the mood and the attitude may not be one that will be pleasing. So it would be necessary to have some sort of mood with a desire to please that devotee. I do think that is necessary.
Thank you. Yeah, I was thinking it's very important, because when you are servant, if you don't have that anukulena attitude of pleasing, also the person who has been served won't be pleased. In the same way that also Krishna is very pleased by his pure devotees because they don't have other intention than pleasing him. So in the same way, when we are serving the devotees, if we have other intention, it may interact with the result of our the final result will be that we may not please the devotees because they may feel uncomfortable. Someone who is serving but not with intention of pleasing, but more with another's intention. But Manoj told, even though other motivation may be, like, it's always advised to serve the devotees as is advised to approach the Lord always. So because we are getting in contact with a pure devotee, it's pure. Or even the devotees are in connection with Krishna always, so it always will be purifying for us. So our desires, like Dhruva Maharaj when he met Narada Muni, so he had motivations, even for in the relationship with Narada Muni, he wanted to give me God so I can have the kingdom. And he wasn't like in love with Narada Muni at the time, even rejected his first instructions. And then, but after having the darshan with the Lord, he even was sorry of not following the instruction of Narada Muni at the beginning. And then he was purified already.
I was thinking of the example of the prostitute that was sent to try to deviate
Haridas
Thakur. And she came with a very nasty,
desire.
You know, in sort of purpose, you know, to make him fall down. And still, Just by association, she was able to become, you know, a pure devotee herself. So the advanced devotee association is such a powerful thing that, you know, it just changes hearts.
Right. And that's an amazing example, because it's someone who doesn't have at all a motivation to please. In this case, Hari Das Thakur, he just was paid by someone to make him fall down, but she finally got the best. Yes. So I think it's time. If there is something else or otherwise, I can.
I was going to ask a question. I think you read Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur is commentary, no, on that verse, in this verse. Is that what you read?
Yeah, for the same verse.
That's pretty fantastic. Because he addresses the last, you know, what Prabhupada said, the last, that I was a little puzzled. In the purport, Prabhupada said, therefore, a saint like Narada understands the difference between transcendentalists and pure devotees. Always prays that the Lord will be pleased with him.
Exactly.
So the Lord, he's praying, so he sees himself as a transcendentalist, is that? And then he's praying, you know, I want to, you know, be pleased with me so I can elevate myself to, what's the, can you?
Well, this is what I read before, that you're making the connections. So we pray for his mercy by silence, like I was explained, and other processes. And say, so you Pandavas, pray for his mercy by being servant. That is the difference between you and us. And that is the difference between you and us. Yeah, because here it says in the verse, who is always worship of the protector of all devotees by great saints, who observe vows of silent meditation, devotional service, and renunciation. Be pleased with us. So the Pandavas, they pray the Lord by being their servants. And so he, as far as I understood it, like highlighting the different, the closer relationship that these devotees they have in comparison. Prabhupada started the purport, the absolute truth is sought by different persons in different ways, yet he remains inconceivable. Except, he said, nonetheless, devotees like the Pandavas, the Gopis, the cowherd boy, they don't need any process, conventional process, to understand the Lord. And so that.
She's sort of funny because Yudhisthira was feeling, you know, sort of like, you know, down that, oh, well, where's my devotion, like you say, you know, in terms of Prahlad Maharaj.
Yeah.
Narada Muni encouraged him by saying, you know, you're such a great devotee, and now Narada Muni is doing something, the same thing. I'm just a transcendentalist. Yeah. I just have to meditate, you know, and do all these austerities to, you know, for the Lord
because
to be pleased.
He achieved the Lord through sadhana. Narada Muni is an example of fighting.
But, you know, he's a pure devotee. He's, you know, he's part of the Sampradaya, you know, and you know, he's, anyway, Narada Muni's glories is all over the Bhagavatam, you know, and so it's sort of the heart of the pure devotee, you know.
This mood is described in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, which every devotee that Narada Muni is going to find out about who is the most exalted devotee. Every devotee feels themselves lower than other.
Yeah.
So they're always sending to other. You should go to Prahlad Maharaj. You should go to Lord Shiva. He's better than me. It's nice, Alicia. Okay, Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.